Alexander Zeldman joins us right now. Alexander is the managing editor of Decider.com. We have him on and we talk about television. Alexander, good to talk to you again. How are you?
Good to talk to you guys. I'm doing great. Always excited to chat with you.
The last time we talked, Roseanne Barr had the number one sitcom on television, yeah. And people thought Samantha Bee was a cartoon character. A lot has changed since then.
This week has been several months, you guys. This has been a quite insane week for TV news. If you want to talk about the Roseanne stuff first, I can't remember the last time I yelped out loud in the office, but Roseanne, I'm even forgetting what day of the week it was because it feels like it's been several months.
It does feel like that.
Yeah. Right at the beginning of the week, she tweeted a very racist tweet. And we were certainly sitting here in the Decider office wondering, what's the reaction going to be? Is ABC going to have a reaction? Are they going to knock her down from executive producer to just star of the show? And then they sent out a very terse statement letting everybody know that Channing Dungey, the head of ABC, said, this is unacceptable, this does not represent ABC, and we are canceling Roseanne. And that was a huge shock. I mean, as you mentioned, it's the number one comedy on TV. So nobody thought they would actually go as far as to cancel the show. I think ultimately the feeling is they did the right thing.
Yeah.
You know, they put ethics over money. And particularly, frankly, ABC is going to be in a real rough spot without Roseanne next season. So they're probably scrambling behind the scenes to fix that. But
Alex, I said earlier, frankly, and you tell me your thoughts, but I said that's the last thing in the world ABC wanted to do. They wanted anything but to have to say goodbye to that show, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, listen, Once Upon a Time is not the biggest show in the world, but they had that as an anchor for a while. The Shonda Rhimes shows are not quite as big as they used to be. They have a couple of new comedies and a bunch of dramas coming up next season, but those are far from a sure bet. Roseanne was the surest bet that they had, and they lost it.
Yeah.
You know what bugs me the most is we were talking to a coworker, Dave Plyer, who was here, and his family watched it together. My family watched it together. She had such a good thing going, and we also brought up earlier this week with an interracial couple with DJ and with the son who was identifying more as a girl. It really had the potential to open some eyes and start some conversation.
The unfortunate part is this is what she's been like online for years at this point. So certainly they knew it going in. And my suspicion, this is not necessarily based on the interviews or anything, but they probably hoped, okay, now that you're on TV, now that you're on ABC, you'll play the game, you'll turn it around, you'll stop tweeting. But she didn't. And it ultimately tanked the show. And unfortunately, that cost hundreds of people their jobs.
It's so sad.
Now, the realistic aspect of the future is people have said, well, now maybe you do the show, but you don't have Roseanne. You say that her character has died or whatever. That's a possibility, right? They could probably pull that off.
No.
Yeah, I think that.
No, you don't think so?
She was the draw. I mean, you know, Sarah Gilbert's great.
Yeah.
But I don't know if she could hold the show on her own. Roseanne was really what that show was based around and upon. That's my opinion.
I do think for the sake of the people who have their livelihoods tied into the show who are not Roseanne Barr, it might be worth experimenting something like The Conners or something like that. Certainly people have suggested. And I think as far as, you know, behind the scenes, there may be some talks like that going on. But I think you're right. At the same time, the Roseanne show was Roseanne.
They could kill her off. You know, her knee surgery could go awry. And then they could bring Leah Remini in.
Oh,
and she could be Dan's new wife.
How could that go wrong?
Kevin Can Wait got canceled after that debacle.
Yeah.
I think the decision they need to make is whether they're going to let it drag on for another season, missing a major part of the show, or just let it go and move on to the next thing.
I remember how much I enjoyed news radio, and then Phil Hartman died, and I couldn't watch it anymore because every time I'd watch it, I'd just be sad that he wasn't on the show anymore.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of shows like that. I mean, in a weird, very different way, Lethal Weapon is dealing with something similar, where they lost their star this season and they're replacing it with Sean William Scott. if you're a fan of a show, seeing a major element like that change, it often irreparably damages that show.
Yep.
Can I just ask you both something? If they do try to get, and we've discussed that the cast is going to get paid for a second season because it was renewed prior to her explosive tweets, if it continues, isn't it still tarnished? Even though you're on the Roseanne show and she's not there, aren't these co-stars still kind of tarnished by this?
They certainly made a choice. That's something that I've seen in the discussion quite a bit, is they knew who Roseanne is. But I would argue, and this is not to be armchair psychologist, but I think the longer you know somebody, the more you're willing to forget their faults, because they're just part and parcel with this person you know. And they were on the air with Roseanne for a decade, right? So they know her. They've known her for years. It's just, oh, that's crazy old Roseanne doing that stuff. So personally, I don't blame them too much for getting into that situation. And I do think, on the more positive side, that if you did go so forward with something like the Conners, to ABC's credit, there'd be a lot of interest in that season premiere. And if they did figure out a way of making it work and really nailing it in a very meta way, that might be a big win for everybody across the board.
That's a good answer.
The second part of this equation is Samantha Bee and her comment about the first daughter. Now, does that show, are they in any kind of limbo now? Are they keeping a close watch on Samantha Bee for the next couple of weeks or months or the rest of the show? What happens there, do you think?
So I'm going to guess a little bit of the latter. I think certainly TBS is probably going to take more of an eye to Full Frontal and exactly what the scripts are for the next couple of weeks. But the thing that I think people need to understand is this is who Samantha Bee is and has always been. I saw somebody comment on Twitter saying, wow, they should really check out the other episodes of Full Frontal and see what's going on, because this is just consistent with what her humor is. Nothing changed other than, frankly, I think Roseanne got canceled and people felt like, well, we need to push back on this other thing in a very similar way, even though they're entirely different comments and entirely unrelated. One was a racist comment and the other one was an inappropriate joke.
Right.
So I don't think Full Frontal is going to be canceled. I do think TBS is standing behind Sam Bee. She apologized for it. Certainly the President of the United States put out a tweet asking for her to be fired this morning, which is bananas.
Doesn't he have bigger things to worry about?
Clearly not, I guess. He's busy tweeting, so there you go. But he
wants Martha Stewart to take over that show. I don't see that happening, Alex. Do you?
Yeah, maybe Dinesh D'Souza. Maybe he could jump in and do Full Frontal.
That would be fun.
Rod Blagojevich would be great.
Blagojevich, sure.
Perfect. A perfect fit. The short version is, I think Sam Bee is going to be fine. Full Frontal is going to be fine. The next insane thing will happen and we'll all move on and talk about that. Yeah. And she'll probably just be a little more careful about her language in the future.
Yep.
And did I read that a couple of sponsors are just kind of suspending their account for a while?
Two sponsors.
Yeah, they're not, you know, pulling out completely. They're just taking a breather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah. We had a piece that went up on Decider earlier by one of our editors, Megan O'Keefe, where I think she made a pretty fair point that ultimately when you have flaps about things like Samantha Bee using certain dirty words, and Stephen Colbert had a very similar thing where he got taken to task for using a really harsh word to talk about the Trumps, it's not helping their cause. That's the thing, is that it's not out of the realm of humor and you can have a well-constructed joke, but ultimately they're trying to say something, and by giving ammunition to fire back at them, they're ultimately hurting themselves.
True.
Someone texted that Marge Schott should take over for her.
That'd be fun. Alexander Zelman is our guest. He's the managing editor over at Decider.com. Go to Decider.com. This segment with Alex is sponsored by WOW Internet TV Phone. Stick around for the WOW moment of the week. That's coming up in just a little bit. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
I don't know.
I don't know why.
Maybe he wasn't scheduled to be there, and it was a surprise guest, and now we're spoiling it.
Is that why? All right.
I think they're, you know, you want it to be a spoiler alert because you want people to come.
That gets people to come, right. All right, we're confused. But go see David Ross at Printers Row Lit Fest on June the 9th, please. Alexander Zalbin is here, spoiler alert. He's the managing editor of Decider.com. All kinds of great stuff when it comes to TV. Now, Alex, they're bringing back another season of Arrested Development, but it's been kind of overshadowed by what's going on behind the scenes over there. Please explain.
Yeah, it actually dropped on Tuesday, which is a weird day for Netflix, but it's an entirely new season. If you tuned out for season four because they tried a weird, different filming technique...
I did not like it. I completely binged. I'm on season four, and I think I'm just going to skip it and go to five. Can I do that?
Yes, you can. We have a review up on Decider that one of our writers, Kayla Cobb, did, and she noted that the first episode of season five is very much a slog because it recaps all of season four. But the good news is it recaps all of season four, so you can skip it. So that's good. The bad side is they had an interview with the New York Times responding to Jeffrey Tambor's recent flaps on the set of Transparent and also on Arrested Development. They talked a little bit about that, but things got very dicey when they talked about Jeffrey Tambor verbally berating Jessica Walter on the set of Arrested Development. She started crying, and the other male leads of Arrested Development sort of pushed it off and said, oh, that's just kind of part of being on a set, despite the fact that Jessica Walter has been in front of the camera for 60 years at this point, before many of them were born. So that definitely made it very strange going into this season. I'll mention Kayla's review again because she did watch through the whole season. She said it's tough when you're watching Jeffrey Tambor scenes, but ultimately in the plot of the season, Jessica Walter's character gets a little bit of revenge on him, which is very satisfying. And he's also a small part of the overall season. So if you do enjoy the show, she felt like it was a return to form and you can jump right back in.
I feel weird watching it knowing what I know about him right now. But as George Bluth, it's a bizarre character to begin with. And knowing what I know, it makes it even more bizarre watching him.
To be perfectly honest, I've been very hesitant to jump right back in. I love Arrested Development, and it's one of those ones in my Netflix queue that I just kind of keep looking at and thinking, well, maybe later.
Portia de Rossi's cosmetic surgery, she looks completely different.
Really, yeah.
I always thought she was pretty, but I honestly thought they got a new person to play Lindsay. I had to look it up.
She looks that different.
She does.
Huh. Oh, and Alex on the show, Jason Bateman, who plays one of the sons,
Michael.
He plays Michael. He has apologized profusely, actually, to Jessica Walter for saying that he really needed to have backed her up and didn't do it. That was the right thing to do, right?
Yeah, 100%. And I think we're living in an age where there's an art to the apology, and Jason Bateman at least got it right. He put the responsibility on himself. He actually used the words, I'm sorry, which seems anathema to a lot of people who are doing these apologies.
Yeah.
And ultimately, he does want to move on and make things better. Whether this means there will be another season of Arrested Development after this, we'll just have to wait and see.
Good news for Kimmy Schmidt fans. Season 4 is also now available. What do we need to know about Season 4 of Kimmy Schmidt, which, by the way, is one of the funniest shows on TV?
Unbreakable.
Yep, so funny.
Yeah. Unbreakable. This is actually the first half of the final season. So if you get through six episodes and wondering where the rest of it is, that's coming January 2019. So you're going to have to wait a little while for that. But there are new episodes up. Kimmy maybe is getting broken down a little bit in this part of the season. We've had a little debate in the Decider office. Some people love this. Some people don't like it as much. But there is a Making a Murder parody episode all about John Hamm's cult leader. That's definitely a very different thing for the show.
That's hysterical. I want to run this past you. I was thinking to myself that over the last couple of years, there have been a couple of shows, a handful of shows, where the jokes are so fast and furious that sometimes you need to watch the episode two or even three times to get all the jokes. So here's the shows I came up with. 30 Rock, New Girl, Kimmy Schmidt, and Mindy Project. Did you notice something about those four shows?
All single camera?
They're all centered around women. They're all women-based shows. So what's going on there where the fastest shows are women-based shows? I love it. I'm so curious as to why that would be.
Well, I would point it more probably towards the creators, if anything.
Yeah.
I mean, with 30 Rock and Kimmy Schmidt, you've got a pretty clear line. Also, Great
Tina
News,
Faye.
All created by Tina Fey and Robert Carlock.
Yeah.
And they all have a very similar sensibility. Mindy Project, I think that's just Mindy Kaling. You know, ever since she started off writing off-Broadway plays here in New York, she's been doing Whip Smart heavily layered comedy, and I think that comes through there.
That could be it. That very well could be it. Okay, it's time for the wow moment of the week. What is it, Alex?
Well, I mean, technically, it's probably the Roseanne thing, but another huge thing that came out this week that, as of yet, has not been totally confirmed is that Andrew Lincoln may be leaving The Walking Dead next season. Now, if you don't watch the show, that's a big deal. He was literally the first person you saw on screen in the first episode. He's been the star of the show. He's the anchor of the show. And while AMC would not confirm or deny or give any comment whatsoever to us about it, other sources around have confirmed that most likely, yes, he is leaving next season. Norman Reedus, who plays Daryl Dixon, will be taking over the star as the star with a reported $20 million payday.
Jeez.
He will be in some or most of the episodes. We're not quite sure yet.
Then he better start speaking more audibly because I can't ever understand Daryl.
Mm-hmm.
He's a mumbler.
Yeah, he's going to get a haircut, start wearing a suit, and you know, just act like an adult from there.
Oh.
He has $20 million now. He can afford it.
What a huge blow to the show, though. He really has been the centerpiece since day one. I'd hate to see that happen.
Yeah, it'll completely change it. But also, you have a new showrunner coming in who clearly wants to make her mark and make some big moves. So ultimately, it might be a good thing. We'll see.
All right.
That was kind of rumored when someone related to Rick Grimes, I don't want to do any spoilers, but something happened to someone related to Rick. It was brought up that, you know, he's been on the show for a long time, and it wouldn't be surprising if he left sometime soon also. So I kind of had been preparing myself for that.
Yeah, and ultimately he has to prepare for Love Actually, too, so that's probably big.
That could be it. That could very well be it. That's Alex Zalbin. Alexander Zalbin is the managing editor over at Decider.com. If you love TV, try Decider.com. You'll be very pleased. Thanks, Alex. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks so much, guys.
More after this. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.